when he started, it's 10 o'clock.
Heavenly Father, we just want out of your mercy and grace truly and endures forever. Be with our commissioners and our judge, God, give them wise decisions to make, Lord, and the county will grow and prosper in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Our Texas flag, pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following links agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. So at this time, do we have anyone from the audience that wishes to address the court at this point? His name is Octavia, running fast.
I forgot I had to do it today. Good morning, Octavia Guzman, tax assessor for Orange County. I just wanted to just let everyone know that on August 27th, my office will be closed from 8 to 12 for training. So it's Texas DMV training and another safety training that we're doing for my office. So I'll be closing down our office for that day so that I can have everyone at one time. And then we'll open at 12 on the 27th.
And you'll have that posted on the door.
Yes, it is posted on our website and our Facebook, and I have it posted at the doors.
Can you get them to do that on your training website also?
I will get them to do, sir, yes. Yes, sir. I will definitely get them to get on there. Yeah. Okay. Just want to let y'all know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Is anyone in? All right. Commissioners?
The agenda is full.
I concur.
I am too as well. We'll go ahead and move on to item number two then, which is acknowledgement and presentation of quarter two 2025 tax abatement report from Golden Triangle Polymers. Mr. Chad Jennings, you are up, my friend.
All right. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. All right, so this is the quarterly report for Q2 2025. This data was collected from April 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2025. And I have documents that are provided. I'm going to summarize some of this, but some of the key metrics I will go through. So for the second quarter, April, May, and June, vendor supplier opportunities, total number of local companies on Golden Triangle Polymers approved vendor list is 36. Total number of local companies on Golden Triangle Polymers local first vendor list is 141. Of the EPC's report, total number of companies invited to bid on work by the EPC's this quarter was 15. And for GTPC, total number of companies invited to bid for work on Golden Triangle Polymers was 6. Vendors and suppliers awarded. EPC's report, the total number of local companies awarded bid for work by EPC's was 15. And EPC's spend with local companies for contracted work was $19.6 million. GTPC reports, total number of local companies awarded work for Golden Triangle Polymers is 3. And the GTPC spend with local companies for contracted work is $14.6 million. So that brings the total quarterly spend for the GTPC and the EPCs as of January 30th, 2025 to $34,185,935. Supplier and vendor dollars spent on small purchases. For EPCs, spend with local companies on small purchases is $1,257,900,000. Or $1,257,900. And for GTPC, CP Chem's spend with local companies is $50,511. So that brings the total for the second quarter to $1,308,411. For a list of companies with local spend, just summarizing the companies, it's 15 companies with EPCs reporting. And for GTPC, it was 30 companies that we did business with during the quarter. For a grand total of local contracted spend, so this is project to date, the total is $449,776,690. That's on page 4, and that's a summary of 2022 through 2025. And then on page 5, for employment opportunities, Employment hires, EPCs, second quarter employment of local workforce is 361 people. GTPC employment of local workforce for the second quarter is 18 people. That brings the grand total of local employment to 3,098 people. And that concludes the report. Are there any questions?
Okay, thank you. Is that what we wanted? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the report. I'll have to make sure I don't tell you didn't miss a beat.
Okay.
That's it.
You're right.
Any thoughts, questions, concerns with that?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, if not, then we will move on to item number 3, which is a resolution honoring the life and achievements of Kate Walker of the 6888 Central Postal Division. I think we have Valerie Walker Hughes is here to accept the resolution. And you are the daughter, right? I think you're the youngest daughter, if I'm not mistaken. I'll do the resolution, and if you'd like, you can say a few things and stuff. It's kind of a it's an honor to get to do this. So let me get to it. I think we have some other people here representing as well, from West Orange, and people who brought this to our attention. So thank you for that. So I will read it. Honoring the life and legacy of Kate Louise Pate Walker. Whereas today we rise to honor the life and legacy of Kate Louise Pate Walker. Kate has the distinction of being a member of the 6888 Central Postal Directory Battalion of the Women's Army Corps. During her service, she earned the Gold Conduct Medal, Women's Army Corps Service Medal, American Campaign Medal, European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal, World War II Victory Medal, and Honorable Service Lapel Button World War II. Whereas the 6888 was the only all-African American, all-female unit sent overseas during World War II, these women kept the mail flowing to nearly 7 million soldiers in the European theater of operations. Whereas the women of the 6888 were collectively awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor in 2022, having been signed into law on March 14, 2022. Since that time, there's been a concerted effort to locate these ladies and their families so that they could be honored. I am proud to host PFC Kate Pate's daughter, Janice White, and her husband, Howard, as well as their grandson, Michael Walker Jr., and his wife, Sandra, as they joined other families to have their loved ones recognized by Speaker Mike Johnson for their service. The recognition of the pioneering military service of these women, their devotion to duty, and the contributions they made to increase the morale of all United States personnel stationed in the European Theater of Operations is long overdue and to be commended. Whereas Kate was born in Ryder, Texas on November 3, 1922, to Frank and Doris Thompson Pate. At an early age, her family moved to Sour Lake, Texas, where she remained until graduating from Blackshear High School. Whereas following their honorable discharge from service, she returned to Texas, where she and G.W. Walker married in January 1946. Together, they had 4 sons, Frank, Michael, Reginald, and Raymond, and 2 daughters, Valerie and Janice. Their children blessed them with several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Whereas Kate's dedication to community and service didn't end with her military service, she went on to serve on several different boards and volunteer with several different organizations throughout her lifetime, always with the goal to leave her community better than she found it. The 6888 was organized on March 14, 1945 at Birmingham, England, and pitched mail at a facility until after the end of the war in Europe. When they arrived in Birmingham, they found warehouses full from the floor to the ceiling with mountains of mail and care packages. They were given 6 months to deliver all of this mail, and they did it in 3. In May of 1945, with the war in Europe over, the 6888 was transferred to Rouen, France, where they were greeted with a backlog of mail 2 to 3 years old. Again, the battalion was ordered to deliver the mail in 6 months, and again, they did it in 3. The women of the 6888 Central Postal Directory Battalion, like PFC Kate Pate, served their country in trying conditions, accomplished their mission, and showed what African-American women can do if given the chance. So thank you for that. I'll take a motion to accept that.
So moved.
Motion by 1, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So thank you for that. I know this is kind of long overdue to get these things in place, but at least they're trying to get them, and I appreciate the service that your mother did. So if you'd like to come up and you can take a picture and do that, or if you'd like to say something, say a few things about Your mom, that would be great as well, if you want to.
What's your name? Valerie Walker.
Thank you for honoring her. I just hate that she's not here to see it, but I appreciate the honor.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the her service was, I'm sure, was you watch a lot of the older shows about those kind of things, and it seems like one of the best days in all those military guys' careers was when they were overseas or stationed someplace was mail day. You know, and you can see the excitement. So I'm sure that they brought a lot of happiness to a lot of people by completing their mission as well. So thank you. So if you want, you to come up here and we'll let you hold your resolution. And Ms. Charlotte back there will get you a copy of this as well. Central, Mel, hold that, and then I'll get it. And after we're done, then I'll get her all signed, sealed, and delivered for you. And that way, she can get you a copy. And you can keep a copy.
I got you blocked.
She made me start signing the name better because it's so embarrassing following after.
School teacher had a pretty handwriting.
Oh, yeah. She might take a while, but they get to go to work, which, yeah.
Right. We will go to item number 4 now. Discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports for the county treasurer for the month ending July 31st, 2025, and reporting from the minutes of the report. A, approval of investments in the amount of $188,648.99. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $2,094,280.22. C, treasurer's report of revenues received and disbursed in accordance with the local government code 114.026, and an affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for a total of $22,612,839.76. Summary as follows: Wells Fargo Bank, $13,919,432.96, and First Financial Bank of $8,693,406.80. And anything else you'd like to add, Ms. Christie?
No, sir. Not
all right. Take a motion to approve.
No,
motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. We'll go to number 5, which is a discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a direct deposit from the State Patrol Republic accounts in the amount of $807,934. These funds represent the half-cent sales and use allocation for the month of June of 2025 and have been credited to the general operating fund. Anything else on that one? All right, a motion, please. Motion by 4, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Done
with that 6, discussion and possible action regarding the acknowledgement for the recording of the minutes for payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings for August 12th, 2025. Ms. Penny.
From the general fund, $61,764.94. Adult probation, $296.80. Airport, $328.80. For a total payment of $62,390.54.
I move you and accept those into the record.
Second by 3. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any mind, what's that final number again?
62,390.54.
Item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding payment of August 19, 2025 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. There are several of these on here, so I'm not going to read all of those. If you want to take a look, a moment to look over all of those, if you have any questions concerning any of them, just ask the questions. But take a few moments to read and let them know when you're ready to.
Judge, I'd like, with Denise's help, to go into closed session and have a discussion about one of these items.
Let's see. Go ahead and let's ask your question and see if it has to do with the item that's on there. Because there's one that we have to go into closed session on. If it's not, we can.
I just wondered on number D, where it says application number 4. Can you explain that?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's actually part of the item, I think. But actually, so whenever, as they're doing the project, they bill us as they're doing the project, and that means one of their payments that they're asking for as they complete the work.
So our application for payment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And number G, fencing and painting and finishing, what is this for?
That's the pickleball court in the city of Rock.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So can we go ahead and say?
Yes, under 552.071 to receive advice from council, which would otherwise conflict with 552.
And that's 552.071?
Yes.
Okay.
And that'll be without recording.
Okay. So we will go into closed session without recording at 10:18.
And Joel, can we keep Joel in here?
Do I need to stay or?
And Penny.
All right. Well, we will open court back up at 10:37 for continuation of item number 7.
So, no.
Yeah. So if you requested bills, we've talked about those. Now we just need to finish the total number and the other items that are on there. Your part.
Do I need to make the motion first?
I have a question before we get going.
I think we're on. Yes.
Okay, back on the pickleboard or court painting. I thought each commissioner had a budget for their parks. Mm-hmm. So they get to go over their budget?
He's not over his budget.
So why is it coming out of general fund?
It's parks. It's in the parks project,
but each commissioner has a percentage of it. Dollar amount assigned to them for parks projects for their parks.
Well, I understand, but on 10, it shows part 2 and 3, the projects, but this just says it's coming out of the general fund. So is that an error?
Are you going to transfer that from that parks item number to the general fund?
No, this is Houston, the pickleball courts are in precinct 4.
And that's his line item.
And the line item transfer is from 2 and 3, but they are all out of the parks department. Their projects are in the parks department.
They're just in each one of them. They're just each assigned money in there that they can spend within their parks. But it still comes out.
So it's not coming out of general fund now?
It is. The general parks is underneath the general fund.
Okay.
It's just the tracking part.
Yeah.
So that we can keep, so I can make sure that they don't go, so that I can make sure this one don't spend this one. which is getting ready to happen.
Yeah, thanks,
but
Bob.
I did.
Oh,
it
was coming.
But I did.
It was coming.
But I did.
It was coming.
I did. We're not going there. All right.
You may have to approve it.
We live in a rainforest. We must
yes.
mow.
Right,
we must mow.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. For approval of the bills for August 19th, 2025, from the general fund, $1,072,940.68. Road and Bridge, $11,356.50. Mosquito Control, $5,912.72. Adult Probation, $861.36. Airport, $4,110.69. ARPA funds, $1,697.10, for a total payment of $1,096,879.05. In addition to that, there is a wire transfer to Amegy Bank for our semi-annual interest payment for the 2016 certificate of obligation of $31,081.25.
Can you repeat the ARPA?
The ARPA changed due to our meeting, and so it's $1,697.10.
And so we'll clarify that motion, why that reason is.
Move to pay the bills with exception of line D.
Motion by two, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number eight, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 from 001-111-57040 Regional Crime Lab of $15,000 to 001-226-54851 General Miscellaneous Collections of $15,000 purpose to cover increase of graves on fees install fees for the remainder of the budget year. Is Chad?
Right. He's not here.
We have a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number nine, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for Constable Precinct 3 from 001-777-5210 office supplies of $300 to 001-777-5999 other of $300 purpose required TCOL online training for the deputy constables. Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the Road and Bridge Department from 001-681-53022 Precinct 2 Parks Project of $184,050 and 001-681-53023 Precinct 3 Parks Project of $184,050. You go to 002-573-575900 Equipment greater than $5,000. $368,000. $368,100 purpose to cover the cost of the two Kubota MS N6S 111 SHDC boom mowers contingent upon approval and release of funds previously assigned by Precinct 2 and Precinct 3 Parks Projects. I believe both those commissioners sent in yours release, right?
Correct.
And I have a question.
If I may. And if you would also in the motion approve that it's capital outlay and you're approving
that. Capital outlay payment. And first we got it before you ask the question, I gotta have a motion, the second, and then you go to questions. The motion was by
one.
My motion, my second was by two. Now, any further discussion? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes. I thought you guys were not going to mow anymore. That's what you said when Corey was here. You were going to concentrate on the roads.
We would never say we weren't going to mow it again. We live in a rainforest. We have to mow.
Well, I know, but I thought you were going to see about contracting it out so they wouldn't have to waste their time doing it.
We did look at that, and it is a far more costly deal to try to contract. We did. We got a bid on contracting out, and it was like five times what we're spending now.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we decided not that was not the best use of tax dollars at this point because the contracts we received were too high. All right. And we did look at, and I think we are doing, Tracy, I think we're doing some spraying in some areas that are not as frequented and stuff, so we don't have to mow those as often, but trying to look at other options. But, yeah, I was kind of shocked whenever I saw that bid come back for the mowing. I need to go into the mowing business, apparently.
Well, we got an opportunity to buy some good tractors at a fair price. So moving this money that we're going to be putting back in the parks budget later is...
Yeah, this would be put back into the two parks projects. It's just the money was sitting there because they're waiting on their two projects to get started. They're not going to get started within this time frame. So we're going to put the money back in there, but we needed to buy the boom mowers now because they're on site and we had to get them. So
we were down to. We're
going to put it back into the end. Next year's budget, it'll be put back into those two parks line items. So they'll have their money back.
Okay.
All right. All right, and motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye. Mow, baby, mow.
Just so we're clear, I took money from two and three to give mowers to one and four. I don't know how that happened, but it's been kind of fun.
It seems like it's
Oh, one and three. So you're actually giving mowers. Those are fun phone calls we make.
I'll be able to give you my mower back.
All right, item number 11, discussion of possible action to consider a line item transfer for road and bridge from 002-573-54120, engineering and lab fees of $27,000, to 002-573-57590, equipment greater $5,000, $27,000, purpose to cover the cost of an old sprayer. Motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
And y'all did say that
approved
capital outlay.
Capital outlay.
Thank you. On all of these.
Amended on three and amended on two. All right. Go to item 12, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for road and bridge from 002-573-53022, water tank well construction of $3,000 to go to 002-573-54551, travel education of $3,000, purpose to cover the cost of CDL certificates for the remainder of the budget year, contingent upon approval and release of funds previously assigned to the water tank and well construction project precinct one. So at the beginning of the year, last year's budget year, we budgeted for four spots to be paid as the CDL training. We increased that to six turnover throughout the year. So for that we're at six, and now he's asking for an additional two so that we can continue to keep our people trained up, and that's what this money is for. We will budget that accordingly in next year's budget so that we can take in that additional stuff because of turnover on these CDL spots.
And
we had money left
water
over,
water tank is complete.
Because we went with the water tank, we didn't drill additional well.
That's right.
Existing well.
That's right. So we saved money there. All right, so a motion by three.
Second
by one. And any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for road and bridge from 001-111-53830 of contingency of $82,342.53 to 002-573-57590, equipment greater than $5,000 of $82,342.53, purpose to cover the cost of a Kubota SVL73H FCC skid steer. Anything you want to add to that? And this is all, this piece of equipment here is just in preparation for us having to take care of the Harvey Large project stuff ourselves. We could not find a contractor to do it, and so we're having to buy a piece of equipment that can handle small road projects as opposed to the big bow mags that does a whole road at a time. So this is for patchwork.
This is what
and it is capital outlay.
I'm moving forward with this capital outlay.
Oh, thank you very much.
Motion by one. I got a second by three.
This is a high flow pump on this skid steer, right?
Yeah. This is a smart move. We'll be able to repair some areas of roads where they just have a strip all the way down that we need to fix.
So this instead of rebuilding over road, we'll be able to repair it better.
This project will probably, this little purchase will probably save us as much as we spend on it.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Motion by one, second by three. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
President, you didn't have the rock spreader?
The 3,000 chip bucket? Something?
Yeah, that was a. I don't know why I was just looking at what was going on here. We didn't ever get that. I don't think January we got the invoice or the amount.
Okay. Yeah, because we got to have that piece as well.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to hand throw it.
No. Okay.
All right.
It's on 24.
It's on 24. He just has it in a different location.
There's many lines.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's
going to be here in a minute. Yeah,
here it is. Yep, it's there. Okay.
Have
to check with Charlotte and find out how she missed not spending that money. Or Emily, because they like to do that.
It was a whole conversation.
Made sure it was capital outlay.
There you go, capital outlay. You're going to move on. Had a bunch of fingers pointing across the room. Yes,
she did a great job.
Item 14, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for AgriLife Extension from 001-655-54550. Travel registration dues of $3,000 to 001-655-52275. Program supplies, $3,000. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. She's moving stuff within her line. I don't think anybody
can. Second.
So make a motion by two, second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 15, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the Sheriff's Office from 001-740-52300. Fuel oil gas grease of $2,000 to 001-740-54550. Travel registration and dues of $2,000. Purpose to pay for the remaining charges for the cold case travel and to cover future charges until the end of the budget year. Anything you want to add to that, Chief?
No, sir. It's just cover the additional charges that we have.
So moved.
It's by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 16, discussion and possible action to consider a line item transfer for the county auditor. Y'all can read all of those. I'm going to list all that out. Read that. We can be seeing who you're from and your twos. And the purpose is to correct budgeting error and provide funds for the remainder of the year. If you have any questions on that, we can ask the questions. Motion by three.
One question.
Yes, ma'am. Hang on, I got to get my second first. Second by two. Now you go ahead, Cheryl.
What kind of error?
The in Fund 787, which is the DPS clerk, I did not calculate the salary and fringe and taxes correctly. So that's why there was a need to transfer in that.
And that's the person that we pay through the DPS program.
Okay.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 17, discussion and possible action regarding adoption of a special budget with the provisions of local government code 111.0106, Orange County Transportation Revenue of 001-000-4377, zero transportation grant revenue of $109,552. Going to all expenses of $109,550. Purpose to recognize the supplemental grant funds awarded to support the reassignment of territory from Orange County Action Association to the Orange County Transportation. And that's what we had on our agenda item a couple of times back, was that the program that Jasper is going to attempt to do a same programs we have there.
This is not Jasper. This is the OCIA.
They say Orange County Associated deal. Yeah, we have both of them. And then to put the funds that are coming in to cover the cost of that program.
And just so you're aware, this was originally, we had this to be on the agenda in May, but then we did not have that May session. And so that's why when I was looking back, I was like, I know we put this on, but we, so this was to clarify and get it on the agenda.
And this one will stay with us. This isn't
correct.
A test program. This will be a permanent.
So
right, motion by one. Second. By two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 18, discussion and possible action regarding receipt of the county auditor's monthly financial reports. Ms. Penny, you should have all of them. Y'all should have a copy of that. Any questions? All right, I have a motion by 3, second by 4. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 19, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the City of Jasper pilot project contract between Orange County and Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission and authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. This contract was originally approved on June 10th, 2025. The program dates have been updated to reflect the period beginning July 1st, 2025 through August 31st, 2026. Janelle's not here, but it's just a correction in the date. When they sent the contract in, it did not have a correct date on it. So we're correcting that. Motion by 1, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 20, discussion and possible action regarding the certification of the July 2025 collection report for the tax office as required under PTC 31.10. Ms. Octavia, you are up.
Good morning. This is our collections for the month of July. Total collections was $4,254,243.31. Out of that total collection, the county's portion was $688,916.52. Our year-to-date collections on current levy is 94.14%.
All right, and our other issue has been slowly catching up.
Slowly catching up and reminded, yes, sir.
Thank you.
So moved.
Motion by 1, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 21. Discussion and possible action to accept into the record the tax assessor collector continuing education transcript evidencing that Octavia Guzman has satisfied the continuing education requirements mandated by the Texas Property Tax Code 6.231. Ms. Octavia?
Yes.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Well, as a tax assessor, I have to be certified through TACA. And tax. So, and once I become certified, which I did become certified in 2023, I have to maintain my certification every year with so many continuous education hours. Those are done in person, online, at conferences, stuff like that. And I have met my requirement for my first year.
Excellent. We know the feeling.
Yes.
And
yes. Yes, Yana. I have more for another one. This is weird on how, since I started in the middle of a year, my year went from August to into July. But I have plenty of more another one. So. For my first year was 60 hours, and then I'll go down to 40 for the other year for that.
I'm glad when you get there.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Motion by 2, second by
1.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Doing a good job, Octavia.
Yes,
thank you.
Item number 22, discussion and possible action to approve the annual contributions for the local community programs as follows. These are the ones that we could put into our budget for the upcoming year. You'll see those listed. We did have at one point on there, we generally stay around $120,000. That's my goal most of the time, is to try to stay close to that. That's what it's been since I got here. Even though some of the players have changed, you can see we're right there at that amount. The one difference was that we had the Orange County rebuild, which we were funding in the past. Right now, we're not going to fund that because there's no program. Hopefully not. Everybody knock on wood, find wood. We don't have any disasters. So at this point, we don't need to fund that. So we were going to – so I moved those that $20,000 over into two different programs that I saw that we've had requests for over the years. And that was the Heritage House at $10,000 and the VFW out at $10,000. And these are not ones that will continue every year. They have to apply those kind of change a little bit. So just if there's any questions about those or if any comments, then certainly
I'd like to thank Commissioner Trahan for pushing for the VFW. I think that's a very worthy cause.
Yeah, they do a lot for the veterans, and they're definitely in need, as we know. So I'm glad to see that one go through.
And the Heritage House, they've requested for, they had to get their 501(c)(3) terms of certification. We got that in. And of course, they kind of, as everybody knows, they kind of are the keepers of all the history of Orange County, which is pretty good if you ever get a chance to go through that and see any of that. But like everything else, it just needs funding help every now and then. So if there's any other questions on any of the other ones, or approve as is, either way.
So moved.
Motion by one. Second by three. Further, Ms. Cheryl?
Is this been put somewhere else? Because as long as I've been coming here, I've never seen it laid out like this before. Is it put a different way?
It's just maybe under different names. Like I said, some of them are, because they do change some of the agencies, but, Meals on Wheels is the same, Spindle Top, but some of they kind of move in and out. But yeah, we do the same thing every year.
Okay. It just, alrighty. Yeah.
Believe me, they send their request every year. All right, motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 23, record in the minutes the order setting the salary of the county auditor and assistants in the office of the county auditor and Orange County official court reporters pursuant to local government code 152.905 and 152.031. You should have that in your files. Basically what they were doing is whatever we do for the rest of the county is, in a nutshell, is what they're requesting for their employees as well.
So moved.
Motion by one, second by four. Right now we haven't presented anything, but it's going to be whenever we do our budget hearing next week, then we'll talk about the different salary levels of employees. But their request is just to match whatever we do for the rest of employees. All right, motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 24, discussion and possible action regarding the purchase of a 96-inch skid steer loader for $3,100 from line item 002-573-57595 equipment of $2,000 to $4,999. Tracy, this was the...
I think the correction on that, $3,100 is going to be $3,600. I thought you had it sent in at that time, but you didn't.
Okay, so a correction, $3,600 for that?
Yes, sir. We have the money in that.
Still within the lineup. Okay. Motion by three. Second by two.
And you're approving capital outlay.
Approved as a capital outlay.
Thank you very much. Making me very happy.
Quite special.
Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
You opposed?
Tracy, thank you for trying to find stuff like that. Appreciate your efforts on that.
Getting ready to put it to good use here.
That's right.
Item 25, discussion and possible action regarding authorizing Lisa Reeves to submit the cybersecurity training certification for local governments to Texas DIR on behalf of Orange County. This form is required to be submitted on August 31st of each year. And I finished yesterday.
I finished the day before.
Yes, this is our annual cybersecurity training. We're at 99%, so we'll... I'm not going to name names, but
it ain't me.
So cool.
We'll have it done by the 31st.
Right, motion by one, and second by two.
Well, it's working.
I'm going to make real emails. I'm so skittish.
Yeah, I just don't open any email anymore. It's the safest way to do it. No attachments, no nothing.
I don't click on anything.
That's good. That's good. You're learning.
That's probably the safest way. All right, motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Thank you.
Item number 26, discussion and possible action to select a committee to review and propose an order to Commissioner's Court addressing tiny home development within the county. Mr. Ardwain, you are up.
Judge, Commissioners, we're starting to get requests and permit applications in for those tiny homes that are becoming popular all around. And we as a county don't have anything to pertaining to that whatsoever. So this was requested, and I'm bringing it to the court.
Judge, we already have a committee for subdivisions and policies within there. We could use that same committee to address those. Now, me and Commissioner Viator are on that committee,
but I'd happily give up my seat to the other commissioners.
Well, I requested this, so I will happily take it.
All right, there you go.
You'll take mine, too.
And we already have I think County Engineer was probably on that. All right, so, he's not here anymore.
So I've got, I had Joel, of course.
I was on it.
On there. I have Commissioner 3 is over here just jumping at it to get in it. Commissioner 2 as well. And then
Tracy.
And Tracy. Yeah.
It'll
only get better, right? Tracy
L. James Scales.
And then James Scales. So James has volunteered. I know his hand's out there somewhere, even though he's not here. Y'all can remind him of that. All right, so.
And probably.
Well, that's five.
Will you want to review it when they get it?
I actually should not be on the committee, but just notified of any meetings, because in the end, I'll be the one to write the regulations to make sure they're in compliance with the government code. So, kind of an outsider.
So they just list you as legal counsel or legal advisor to
I mean, it's just as long as everybody knows to let me know when we have the meetings.
And who is going to be the head on this? Who's going to coordinate
Joel,
all this?
Joel. He looks excited about it. So you're the chairman. All right, so we have the committee is Joel, Commissioner Precinct 3, Rockford, Commissioner Precinct 2, Sal, Tracy, and James.
And I probably need to complete some of the things that we've been working on.
All right. I will forward you over. I spoke with Judge Sylvia in Chambers County. They had kind of went through a similar deal, and he sent me over their stuff that they had.
I have it.
So you may have already got it. But I'll send it. Okay, you already got it.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I need a motion for that committee.
So moved.
Motion by 2, second by 4. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
I have a question. Do you have a location?
Of?
For the tiny home development?
Just in general. Around
just in
the
county,
general. There's
not one.
Right in
the
particular
policy for tiny home
development. You're willing to submit stuff.
It's not about a particular one.
Yeah, we've had a couple of people reach out, specifically in Precinct 2, just asking what they had to do
to be a tiny home community.
Is that on Pheasant Street over there in the MLK? Is that not that tiny home?
That's the city of Pinehurst.
That's in the city. This is for the unincorporated.
Oh, okay.
Unincorporated.
Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, sir.
And as we're doing this, just so we got to make sure we say what this is, we're doing this, the state is reviewing guidelines and procedures for things such as this and whether we have the authority or non-authority to be able to even impose guidelines. So that's in session right now.
Judge, I'd like to go back and amend this motion because I'd like it to be more encompassing than just the tiny homes, because I think there's some leftover items on the subdivision and mobile homes. Is that that they could also review?
A Denise question: if we can change that, or
well, that same committee can. I mean, the committee's still standing, and it was put into place before
under the subdivision reg.
Yeah, remember we were working on them. We didn't quite finish everything out.
So I think that's still just an existing committee. To the extent there's crossover, we can bring that up at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, I might want to read.
Too late.
That leads me to that question then, since if we're going to go back and review previous items from the previous committee's work, would that committee, the before committees still need to take part in that? Since they were originally the ones that apparently didn't complete their work and trying to pass it on.
The tiny home policy should be within the subdivision, mobile home, and RV policies as well. It's not a separate standalone policy. It's part of that overall policy. So they can work on that one piece, and then we can do a committee to go back and kind of clear up anything that's
Yeah, any policy change has to come to court for approval anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. All good on that one? We'll move to item number 27, discussion and possible action regarding the renewal of IFB 23006. Insecticide contracts between Orange County, Texas, and ADAPCO, Clark Mosquito Control, Target Specialty Products, and Viserys. This is the second of three possible renewals allowed under the contracts. Further action would authorize the county judge, Judge Pro Tem, to sign the same as Michelle. Anything? Just our renewal of the contract.
Mm-hmm. Pricing stay the same?
2-3% increase.
Well, it's working. Knock on wood.
Other than some of the problems, it's better move than quite a bit.
All All right. Motion number two. Second three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 28, discussion and possible action regarding approving the dates for the online auction. Auctioneer Renee Bates Auctioneers, I think that's what we use all the time, pretty much most frequently. Start date for the view only is Thursday, September 10th, 2025. Date open for online bidding, Monday, September 15th, 2025. And the close date is Friday, September 26th, 2025 at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Anything you want to add to that, Ms. Michelle?
No, sir.
So moved.
Motion by one. Second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor? Right. Item number 29, discussion and possible action regarding accepting and authorizing the county judge to sign contract with Renee Bates Auctioneers to conduct the Orange County Online Surplus Auction on an as-needed basis utilizing by-board contract 780-23.
So moved.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Item number 30, which is discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following items into surplus. So if you can look, you'll see the asset number, the descriptions, and where it's coming from and where it's going to. I'm going to read all of those. You can see those listed. If there's any questions on any of them, feel free to ask the question.
That 5,000-gallon tank, it's not stainless steel.
Okay.
Also, I'll have one more pickup truck coming through the jail this week.
Right. So this, we're just correcting the stainless steel. It's not a stainless steel tank.
Yes.
What about the old skid steer that we've got with the low flow pump on it? I thought we had a discussion about possibly putting it in the auction as well. Did we decide not to?
We decided to keep it because number one, that was a donated skid steer to us from a company in Beaumont. Donated that to us, but also after looking at it, if we got the high flow pump doing the grinding, we can use that one to have the.
And it worked. The skid steer, but the front end loader, yeah. Bucket will work.
So it will get
worked. Yeah, I'm just asking.
Yeah. All right. Any questions? If not, I'll take a motion to accept those items. Motion number two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item number 31, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchasing agent to advertise for proposals for grant administration services for the county's Fiscal Year 2025 Post-Fire Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, grants under RFP 25012. Further action may include the appointment of a selection committee for this grant. So I'm going to have a motion to approve, and then I need a committee.
So moved.
A motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Who's going to be the committee?
I'd like to be on that committee, Judge.
Okay, so we got.
Put me in that briar patch. Oh, Commissioner?
I was just going to be in. Y'all took the other.
Oh, committee. Throw me in that briar patch. Unless you just want it.
I don't care.
Y'all pick. Draw straws, flip a coin. Commissioner Ford. All right. Of course.
That wasn't too big of an argument.
Michelle, I think, would be on that.
No, remember.
Oh, that's right.
She doesn't want to be on the
committee. I remember that now. Right, who's my other ones?
Morgan.
Morgan. That's only three.
Joel's not looking up.
Joel, I think it's going to be Joel.
Joel's got his head down. He's writing notes like he's doing something.
Let's do Leon.
Okay. One more.
That's fine.
We got Commissioner 1, Commissioner 4, Morgan, and Leon.
And Joel.
Joel did volunteer?
Yeah.
He never looked
up. He was volunteered, I think.
Voluntold.
Volunteered.
All right, Joel. All right, we have our committee. Item number 32, discussion and possible action regarding approving the purchase date to advertise for proposals for engineering services for the county's fiscal year 2025 post-fire hazard mitigation grant program grants. Further action may include the appointment of a selection committee. That's what I'm looking at. Is that the same thing twice?
Yes. Can you explain
that?
One is for administration.
One for engineering.
One for engineering. One for SAS. So we have to have on these grant programs, we have to have grant administrators. They're required to have them, so we have to go out for bid on those.
So
engineering services.
To
pick who that's going to be once the bids come in. So they bid. In engineering or architect will bid. And then the committee reviews the bids and picks and selects the deal and brings it to the court.
Makes a recommendation.
So we'll make a motion to approve. Right,
motion by one, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We want to use the same committee?
Yes, Judge. I move make it the same committee.
Mm-hmm. I got Commissioner 1, Commissioner 4 on the last. Well, they said that he may be able to do the same thing. Oh, yeah, I had a motion by one, second by three. All right, same committee. Item number 33, discussion and possible action regarding awarding of contracts under RFP 25003, principal managing bank, participating depository, and sub-depository banks. The evaluation committee recommends Wells Fargo Bank as a primary depository and First Financial Bank as a sub-depository bank. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge and judge pro tem to sign the same. Ms. Michelle, you got that as well. I will recuse myself from this vote as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, I just make a motion.
Just need a motion. Motion two. Second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Well, both banks are here.
I would like to personally thank y'all, but thank both banks for the proposals that you the presentations you came and did. And y'all were very close. It was tough.
I have a quick question. Is that not Wells Fargo Bank? Is that not closed?
No, I sure hope not.
Yeah, I hope not.
I don't think so. Did I miss something?
Yeah, north of I-10.
North
of I-10.
I was not aware of it. Thank you.
All right, so I have a motion by two, second three, and I'll pass with my exclusion of myself on the 4-0 vote on that one. All right. Item number 34, closed meeting held pursuant to 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code to discuss commercial or financial information that the Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in or near the territory of Orange County and with which Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations or to deliberate the offer of a financial or other incentive regarding any current confidential Orange County economic development projects.
All right, we need EDC staff, the project team with Cadence Development Partners, and Denise with recording.
Closed at 11:18, and that is with recording. We go to return to open meeting, take any action deemed necessary at 12:20.
I recommend no action at this time.
So we'll go to item number 36, which is closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation. Multiple discrete matters may be disclosed. Who do we need, Ms. Denise?
That's just you guys, me, and Kristen can stay in.
Closed at?
No recording.
12:21. Is that with or without recording?
Without recording.
Discussion necessary?
I recommend no action at this time.
Good. All right, so now I'll read item number 38, which is to go into closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.074 to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, reassignment, duties, discipline, or dismissal of a public officer or employee or to hear a complaint against one or more officer or employee. Even Ms. Denise, who would be
The court, myself, Crispin, and Lori, and with recording.
And this closes at 12:25. Right, we will open back at 12:46 to take any action necessary.
Judge, I move to move the Assistant County Attorney, Chief Civil Attorney, from a P3 to a P4.
As of
October 13th, 2025.
So that motion was by one. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by four. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Let me read it. Discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioners Court meeting. A motion by four, a second by three, and that will take place at 12:48. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Finally released.